Get ready for an uplifting experience with Coached Soul. Join us as we bring you the dynamic duo of Steve Hudgens, a licensed professional counselor, and Kenya Evelyn, a transformational leadership coach. Together, they'll guide you through engaging episodes filled with valuable insights and actionable tips on mental health, relationships, self-care, emotional well-being, and personal growth. Coached Soul is your go-to podcast for empowering discussions that will help you thrive. So let's get started and welcome our hosts, Steve and Kenya.
Wow, I hated to end that last podcast last week, Kenya, but I know we do it to our listeners, and it's almost like watching a movie. You can't wait until the next one comes out or the next sequel to figure out what happens. And, you know, we are appreciative of our subscribers, and we keep growing. Please pass it along.
So grateful.
We know it's Kenya and I do this on our free will, and our conversations are real. They are not rehearsed conversations.
Right. Rehearsed, none of that. Yes.
Because we're real and we want to be real people. And one of the things too that, you know, I want to pick back up on is what we were sharing.
Yes.
Kind of expound a little bit about what you were sharing the last podcast last week and to carry it on to get us started.
The way we laughed, I was asking the question, how are you seeing yourself? Are you looking at your outside partner, female or male, to complete you because you don't feel whole and you don't feel able to be in your wholeness? And I want you to notice not just what your conscious mind is going to say, because you know the right answer, right? Let's be worthy. I'm worthy. I'm whole. But the behavior, it's telling you what your subconscious mind, where trauma lives, what your nervous system is saying. Your behavior is decoding what you are creating consciously or unconsciously. So as we open up this podcast today, I just want to invite you guys to have pen and paper out, because I want to give you guys some tools to observe and not absorb. What if you would observe the informations around you that you are emitting versus absorbing and be in blame and victim, and therefore putting your armor in where nobody gets in, not even you. And you decide that this is it, that this is your golden ticket to the life of your dreams. And yes, I did say golden ticket. There is a beautiful movie out there right now.
I enjoyed watching it.
It was amazing. I think I have watched about 4 times now with my daughter. I mean, we're obsessed. She's also on a play in school. She's one of the Oompa Loompas. And the entire message of the movie, come on now, Steve. What is it? A world of pure imagination.
Right.
Oh, my heart. What would life be like if you use your imagination?
You know, sometimes I think we've forgotten how to use our imagination. That's what, you know, one of my favorite things is Peter Pan. Because it takes you back into that world of childhood and helps you to remember that childhood. And when I think about how we grow into understanding our wholeness, right? It's also embracing the good, the bad, and the ugly, and being okay. And so
well,
when
again, and I know you love when I interrupt you, because I'm not really interrupting you. I'm like, okay, what I heard was labels. And
yes,
my intention here with my imagination is to drop all labels.
But what is our tendency to do when we're negative and we're living in a chaotic world? Exactly.
That's my point. When a kid at any age is upset, they will scream, they get into a tantrum, and they flip. That's honoring the emotion. It's not resisting. It's not here, I'm going to be high five. That's not it. I'm rich.
Right.
I'm rich. It's not it. I'm happy. I'm happy. It is using this magnificent tool by the creator of all things. What would life be like if you had the relationship of your dreams? Let's go one level deeper. Do you even know what you want in the relationship of your dreams? Write it down. Get clear.
You know, and that's the thing. And I'm gonna tell on myself here a little bit. Before I became a therapist, before I was healing myself, I had an attachment disorder. And so it made it hard for me to get close to someone because I was in a conditioned behavior because my father was in the Air Force. And what did we do? Pick up and leave, pick up and leave, pick up and That's leave, right. pick up and leave.
That's right.
And so it made it hard for me to find some type of attachment. And so when you think about the avoidant attachment, is because there is a lack of emotional, physical caregiveness, responsiveness from my caregiver.
Mm-hmm. And so what did your nervous system, what did your nervous system code it? What did you record it?
I wasn't value. I was anxious.
Abandoned.
Mm-hmm. Fear of rejection.
Mm-hmm.
To where,
instable.
You know.
Instability. All the time, shifting.
So I did have this dream that I would love to be married and have my grandkids and children all around me and things like that. And I remember talking to my cousin and I said, hey, you know, what was it like growing up in the same town as our granny? We called her granny because she lived in Texas. Mm-hmm. She was a true granny, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he says, you know, it's shameful for me to admit that we didn't spend much time with her, even though we were in the same town.
Wow.
But I was the oldest grandchild that would call her every week to check in on her. So there's two different perceptions, two different viewpoints. Which one are you willing to choose for you? And to my pure imagination, although I'm still single after 7 years of not being married, and do I date? Yeah. But I'm not in a hurry to have a relationship because I want to build on a foundation of a friendship first. I don't want to jump in and immediately be intimate. That's not helping her. I'm wounding her more when I do that. So I have respect for her. So when I think about the pure imagination of my world, what is the healthiness that comes from a healthy world of imagination?
Let's look at our children. Let's look at our children.
Are we being dismissive of our hurts when we do that, Kenya?
I think we forgot playfulness.
Oh, yes.
Steve, come on now. This is not about right or wrong, good or bad. What emotion is okay? What is not okay? We're humans. We experience all of them. Why would I sit here and say joy is good, patience good, anger is not good, and frustration definitely not. Those are all emotions. We get to honor as they show up, just like children.
Mm-hmm.
Look at children, look at nature. That's it. You can send me a check later. That's it. If we can imitate the rawness of our being, which is playfulness and lightness, and the communication, there's no perfect words. There's no abracadabra. Which words do I use? Let me write it down. This is not a sales pitch. It's an open heart conversation, first with yourself, then with others.
You know, sometimes I think it's difficult to, how do I approach? Because I don't want to be wrong.
Who doesn't want to be wrong? The child?
I know, right.
Or the wise man? Because the child doesn't care to be hurt, to be wrong. The child just want to express. The child, what does she want? You know my kids want? When I say stop and not right now. But mom, they just want to talk.
Yes.
They just want to express.
And so to our parents, it's about how are we recognize their emotion. It's exactly. Telling them, I believe in you. I believe you. Teaching them a skill to do something different instead of punishing them. They're jumping on the couch.
Steve, this is not about kids, though. Let's go back to the root.
Yes.
It's us. Us as adult, me and you and all the listener as adults, when we don't honor our emotions, when your husband come in and asking questions, he just want to talk. What if he just want to talk? Because there will be time that you just want to talk. Like, that's really it. If we're one, which we are, if you bring everything to your feet, which you do, when you want to evolve, you don't evolve by dumping your relationship and getting a new one. If you remain the same, it's going to happen again and again and again, the same thing.
Right.
So the opportunity here is to become now. To become now. Get clear in what you want first and be that person that matches the relationship of your dream.
So you think about
what kind of women have the husband? Go ahead.
Go back to the movie.
Mm-hmm.
How did he become Wonka? He went through some disparity.
Yes.
Yes, he had a world of imagination. Yes, he had adversity. But he still did.
He didn't quit on himself.
We can have a world of imagination as long as we're not quitting on ourselves. Mm-hmm. And we just do. But Steve, I hear this in therapy. It's too hard.
I figure out a way. So the brilliance of humans. Are you ready for this? Because I'm so sick and tired. And I don't use those language. But there you have it on a podcast. Of people talking about humans. As in, but I'm just a human. I'm only human. No. You are the glorious creation called humanity. You are the bomb.com, created in God's image. You are it, the crown of glory. Godly DNA stitched inside of you. Where there's a will, there's a way.
Mm.
You know, my grandmother never had one day of school. Never had one day of school. She died at 92. She learned to read, putting words together. I remember after I went to school, I sat with her and I would help her to flesh out her words a little bit more. And she was the wisest woman regarding nature, regarding time to seed, time to plant. This full moon is for this. This moon is for that. She has this wisdom of just knowing.
Right.
Not academic knowing. And she said two things that really is the columns of where I'm standing on right now. She says, if you are not, se você não serve para viver, você, if you don't serve to live, if you don't live to serve, you don't serve to live. If you don't live to serve, you don't serve to live. And she would say, when there's a will, there's a way. In Portuguese. And I'm sure she said so many other things, but those are the two that really stayed with me. Because the life of service is a life where I know I am better with.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I need you. It's not attachment. It's I love me and I love you and us, we is better. We are better. I was talking about this with a client this morning. Super successful businessman, millions of dollars. You know, he has issues with his wife and we're working on this. And here's the thing. His heart is so beautiful. I adore him. And we were like, okay, could you do your business by yourself? He said, oh no, team is everything. It's like, let's go. What else? Team is everything in every sport. Even if you are in a solo sport, you still have a team. coaches, nutritionists, personal trainers, we came here to be a collective because we're better together. You chose your partner, or you are still choosing your partner, because you know deep inside that there is a give and receive that makes you more of a human. I have so much to give. I just want to give love. I just want to serve. I just want to pour. Beautiful, but you also want to receive. So be honorable with your give and receive. It's together. Give
right.
And receive, give and receive. And if somebody else is not given to you from the outside, do yourself a favor. Give it to yourself.
The biggest thing that we also need to give to ourselves is patience. Sometimes we're not patient enough and we get upset, or it's what I call eating of the knowledge of the good and tree. What I mean by that is a lot of times we go through life and think, well, I was stupid and dumb because I should have known better back then. Why mm-hmm. didn't I do it back then? It's because the knowledge that you have now has opened your eyes about why you didn't do it back then. So it's not that you're stupid. It was just you didn't know. We acted only with the information that we had at the time. So in the world of imagination, can we accept who we are, where we are, and whose we are?
As perfect in that moment.
Right.
And here's the thing, Steve. It's going to be imperfect. And be okay ahead of the time. Be okay being imperfect.
Correct.
I don't even know what perfect is, but I use the word perfect as in the perfection of the moment, the perfection of this moment, because I believe I have a divine team, and I believe I have an earthly team, and I have a say. So my preference would be floating with ease and grace every second of every day. And yet, that's not really what I create on a regular basis. I create every moment. I create ease and grace moment, and I also create crunchy moments. And most of the times I'm like, when the crunchy moment shows up, my human tends to be defensive. Like, why are you here? Why? I don't want to experience this. And then you resist that thing mm-hmm. and it gets bigger. Because resisting is giving energy to the thing, which makes it blow bigger. I say that to remind us, picking up on the patience, Steve, that in order for any motor to run, in order to have the give and receive, is a dance of flexing and straight. Flexing and straight. Isn't that how we walk? One goes straight, and not it. You need that dance. It's natural. It's in creation. It is. The other day, I was driving to this beautiful street full of trees. Some of the trees were blooming like we're in the middle of spring. So beautiful. Some of the trees just had the little buttons, and some of the trees were dried, like they were dead, like they're still in winter. And what it dropped on me, and I noticed as I'm talking to my client, I said, do you think the trees are complaining or they're jealous, saying, why are you blooming ahead of me? I thought I was supposed to go first. Why am I going last? Right? Just look at nature. There's a season of blooming. There's a season of being. And it starts by you accept this moment just as is. Surrendering, trusting you and God that you're right where you need to be.
You know, one thing that I haven't heard is that we need to look at ourselves in a healthy light, and we can be innocent. Because oftentimes we're assigned labels, or we're oftentimes saying, well, you shoulda, you coulda, you hadda. And we feel guilty because of those feelings. But what if we just have the world of imagination?
That is the invitation right there, Steve. Because if I can be kind to me, I can be kind to you. If I can love me, I can love you. The mirror here is, life is going to happen either way. After 40 comes 50, after 50 comes 60, 70, it's going to happen. How do you want to? Do you want to by chance? Do you want to endure your marriage, or you want to have a blast? Come on now.
Right.
What do you want to experience? So remember that pen and paper. Write that down. What do I want to experience? What am I resisting on her? What am I resisting on him that is creating this pain? Because something about he or she, I think I'm not getting it. And it's creating that loopity loop of resentment, resistance, chaos. And maybe, just maybe, this is something you can give to yourself. How would fill up my uncap look like? Now, granted, I'm not saying if you are in an abusive relationship, raise your hand, drop us a call, drop us a text message. I mean, we have ways to get out. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, what is your mate? What is your person reflecting back to you about you? Because that you can stand up and recreate. You can recreate him. You can recreate her. You can only recreate you. It's your life. It's your responsibility. Back on January leadership, it is your life. How do you want to tell the story? How are you using your imagination?
You know, when we think about imagination, I'm also coming up with a word, because you hit leadership. And in leadership, we're always taught about vision. How are we going to be a visionary? What is that going to look like next year? What is it going to look like for 3 years from now? You know, when we get into a rush of a relationship, the ooey gooeyness and the fun and excitement all takes over. It's great to eat a dozen donuts. It's sweet to the lips, but hurtful to the hips, so to speak, right? Mm-hmm. And so it's taking in, what are we taking in? It's taking a pause, a moment. Where's the balance that I need to have in my world of imagination?
I would like to answer that for me, right? Okay. I have some crunchy things around the house, and it's spring, and I get to have a cleaner garage. Come on now.
All right.
I get to have a cleaner corner here and there. I'm using material things as example, and you know in your life what you get to replace right now. And it's not about the amount of work that's going to take, because my human saying, oh, shooky dookie, when do I have time to blah, 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 right? That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking, what kind of energy, what kind of emotion can I bring as I recreate my garage? What kind of music can be playing in the background? Can I enroll the kids? Can I pay someone to help me? Would it be worth it to have it done faster on a weekend versus taking 30 days? You can recreate anything in your life. If you're still alive, if you're listening to this, I know you're alive. There is so much desire for your soul to be fully expressed. And I'll say that again. If there's so much desire, I can see that there's so much desire for your soul to be fully expressed. You get to say yes to you now. You're not a victim of anything. You get to use your imagination. You get to come back in time and feel her in and fill him in. And experience the joy now. Not when, Steve. Not when. Now.
You know, we're running out of time, and as we're thinking about this, when I take a big breath and I pause. I shift my focus from what I don't have to what I do have. And I stay in the contentment of joy of what I have, so that I can stay in my world of imagination. I had a great lunch with a friend of mine today. We attend the same church, and he's a leader within the church. And so we had a great conversation. And it's about how I can use my doctoral degree for the betterment of the people within the church, so that in a world of our imagination, the church is not a judgmental place, at least where I attend. We have to stop judging ourselves first.
There we go.
And the world opens up better than what it really seems. Had somebody saying, well, aren't you worried? You know, I want a man that's going to protect me because of all this turmoil that's going to happen. And what if the United States falls and we're going to get into this? I need a man that's going to protect me. And I'm like, oh, wait a minute. You could protect yourself.
Yeah. Do you want a jacket or do you want a human?
Right.
Like, really? And I say that with love.
And it's calming our fears.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of times the fears doesn't help in a world of imagination. It's the black hole that sucks the joy out of where we are in our living. Final words and thoughts, Kenya?
Yes. Honor your feelings, all of them, including your fears, to avoid and to shut down the fear and to fake that is not there makes it bigger. Bring the fear to the light, transmute it into faith. It's here, but I choose to be faithful. I choose to trust me and God in this oneness of alignment. I choose me. I choose to tap into the highest version of me, the one that is resourceful. If you're writing a chapter of your next season of life that is today, what would it look like? And I will actually write it. Truly. There is a beauty and an exercise in quantum writing, and we can talk about this in another podcast, where thought and kinesiology brings reality to fruition, because you believe a little bit more when you read. You believe it a little bit more when you read a book that you wrote on Amazon. You believe it a little bit more. And as you believe a little bit more, your light gets bigger. And you attract more of this yummy, legit, raw, organic, authentic feeling of the magnificence that it is, your creation, you being you, the unique blueprint of you, your unique frequency. Thank you so much. This is fun. We it love is. You.
Until next time,
Until
take
next
care.
Time.
Thank you for joining us on this episode of Coached Soul, where we aim to empower and uplift you on your journey towards personal growth and well-being. Remember, as you navigate through life, you don't have to do it alone. We encourage you to reach out to professionals, seek support from loved ones, and take the time to prioritize your own well-being. Stay tuned for future episodes filled with even more valuable insights and actionable tips. Remember, you have the power to thrive. And with Coach at Soul by your side, anything is possible. Until next time, take care, stay empowered, and keep shining your brightest light. For more information, contact Kenya at kenyacoachedsoul.com.